Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. My name is Kathy, and this is our journal of learning about and living with lichen sclerosis. Each week, I either research or speak to someone about lichen sclerosis and bring you the information. Stay tuned to the end of the episode for some exciting news on something special that I'm working on, and I would love your input, your help, and your involvement. This week, we're going to talk about our monthly check. Now, if you don't know what our monthly check is, you need to go back and listen to lichen sclerosis basics, because each month you need to check your vulva for any changes, any blisters, lesions, anything that's out of the ordinary that you might need to keep an eye on. This episode, we're going to talk about my first time checking my vulva and how to check your vulva, because, you know, I say it all over Instagram. They say it, check your vulva, check your vulva. But what exactly are we doing? What are we looking for? How do we know if something's not right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So here's the thing. I started this podcast being completely ignorant for the most part. I mean, I, of course, referred to Dr. Google and went through the wormhole and got all the scientific jargon and all that good stuff. But I didn't have the practical knowledge that needed to be known with lichen sclerosis. I didn't know I was supposed to be checking my vulva until I started going on Instagram and following these wonderful accounts that gave me so much information. So I started seeing, you know, check your vulva. It's that time of the month to check your vulva. So I see these posts and I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to check my vulva? Or, okay, I didn't know that. My doctor didn't tell me that. But I'm really bad at following directions when it comes to taking care of myself. So time went by and I didn't do it. So I saw another post, check your vulva. So I said, okay, I'm going to check my vulva. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. A couple weeks went by. I didn't check my vulva. Here comes again from that first account, check your vulva, because now it's been 4 weeks. So it's a monthly checkup. Guess what? It's been a month. Now I'm like, okay, I'm stalling, or what is going on? So I had to really, really think about, why am I not just doing it? It's not that I'm prudish. I've touched myself before. I've looked when there was something that didn't feel right. So what's the deal, right? And I realized that I was scared. I was scared. I was petrified of what I might see, because by by this time, I've started feeling changes to my anatomy. I've seen the pictures all over Google. I've seen the white spots. I've seen, you know, the lesions. I've seen the blisters. And I know when I got my first blister and it freaked me out in 2018 and it sent me to the doctor, I didn't want to see that again. That scared the crap out of me, okay? I didn't want that. And so subconsciously, I was stalling because I was scared. So once I came to the realization that I was scared, I said, okay, I'm going to set a date that I'm going to check my vulva. I set it out for my next night off because I wanted to, you know, not rush, and I wanted to be alone and have privacy and not risk anybody walking in on me, whatever, whatever. Can I tell you, as the day got closer, I was getting more and more nervous. And it's utterly ridiculous because, hello, it's my body. I'm looking at myself. Why am I feeling these butterflies in my stomach? Why am I getting anxious about this? And I just felt so weird. And I didn't say anything to anybody because I'm like, this is dumb. I felt dumb. Really, really dumb. So the day comes and I go about my day, and I have multiple opportunities where I can, you know, do it. But I'm like, no, I'm going to wait till everybody goes to sleep when I'm alone. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to treat this like a date. So I'm going to get up, I'm going to shower, I'm going to shave. And oh, can we talk about shaving real quick? Can we talk about hair, body hair real quick? I don't know about you, but a razor has barely touched my body since last summer. And I'm talking summer 2019. First off, I don't shave unless it's the summertime and I'm wearing shorts or a skirt or a dress or something. I don't shave my legs, okay? And this past summer with the pandemic, I barely left the house. So when I did leave the house, I wore jeans or tights. So I had no reason to shave. So anyway, I don't know about you, girl, but I'm running around here looking like a damn Sasquatch. So that was a major concern because I wanted to make sure that I can see what is going on, especially on the monis pubis. Because like I've said in the lichen sclerosis basics, that's where I have the most symptoms. So I go in the bathroom, I take a shower, I shave, and I come out. I have a little mirror that's perfect. So I'm like, okay. I lay down on the bed. Try to get comfortable. I start checking. And I check from the top to the bottom, the way we're going to talk about. And yeah, I'm not seeing what I was afraid of. And there was no reason for me to be afraid. None whatsoever. And once I did it, it was like a relief. It's done. It's over with. Until next month. But I think the first time was the worst time because after that, I knew what to expect. And I was actually pleasantly surprised. My clitoral hood is closing in over my clitoris. I have like a tiny little opening, and my labia minora is fusing with my labia majora, or it's reabsorbing. So like the bottom part is completely gone. Still have some on the top, which I thought was completely, completely gone. That was a revelation and a happy one. But chances are that they're going to all go away anyway. But yeah, My whole point in telling you this story is, if you haven't checked yourself and you know you need to check yourself, think about why it is that you haven't checked yourself. Be honest with yourself. It's okay to be scared. I wish somebody would have told me that, because I was really beating myself up. I was, this is stupid. You're dumb. Why are you being scared? There's no point in being scared. Why? All of these mental anguishing thoughts that were tearing me down. I'm here to tell you, you're not dumb. It's not stupid. You have every right to be anxious and nervous about what you might see, especially if you've been in some of these forums and some of these groups or some of these medical pages and you've seen these pictures. They will put fear in you. So you are completely justified, girlfriend. But don't let that stop you, because it's way too important. And chances are, when you do look down there, you're going to be fine. You're going to be able to deal with whatever it is that you see. And now you know. Isn't that beautiful? Now you know. Now you're not wondering. Now your brain isn't running away with itself. Like, do I have lesions? Do I have the white, shiny skin? Is it in the figure eight? You know, all of those thoughts that keep us up, you won't need to have them. So let's get down to, how do we check ourselves? There was this great Instagram post from an account called talk_peach, like the fruit peach. It was so well done that I wanted to share it with you. They are a gynecological charity based in New Zealand. I'm going to have a link to the post in the show notes so you can go and follow them and you can see the post yourself. It's how to check your vulva. First thing we got to do is stand, squat, or sit over the top of a handheld mirror. What I did was lean some pillows on the headboard, and then I was able to hold the mirror and kind of look around, but the further I had to go down, I couldn't hold it. So I got another pillow and I leaned the mirror on the pillow and then kind of, you know, worked my way around until I could see it. That way I could use both hands. So play with your positioning, play with your mirror, and see what works best for you. Get comfortable. So they said, make sure you can see your genitals clearly. Lighting is so important too, because if you are away from the light, let's say if you're in the shadow, then you're not going to be able to see anything. So you want to make sure you're in a well-lit place, that the mirror is catching the light, that you can see what you're supposed to be looking at. So once you get your positioning right, you want to check the area where the pubic hair grows. Look all around there. Look for any spots, moles, bumps, rashes, sores, or lesions. Next, you want to check the clitoris. Look for any growths, bumps, or any discoloration. Look for any fusing. Then you want to check your labia majora. That's your outer lips. And feel for any bumps. Also, visually look for any moles, rashes, growths, or lesions. And then you want to repeat that for the inner lips, the labia minora. Finally, you want to look at your perineum. The perineum is that little piece of skin right in between the vagina and the anus. And you want to look again for any rashes, any bumps, any growths, or any lesions. And then you want to look around the anus. The same thing again. Any skin discoloration, bumps, lesions, rashes. If you see any of these things, I want you to take pictures and monitor them for about a week or two and keep your regular maintenance schedule. If after a week or two you look again and there's been no changes or it's getting worse, immediately make a doctor's appointment. I want you to take a picture and have it for your doctor. So that way, after you make your appointment, you could be a week later or 2 weeks later, you have a picture and then the doctor can see any changes or anything like that. Also, even if everything is normal, you want to take a picture at least once every 3 months. That way, you can see any progressions because you're not going to remember exactly everything and how it looks. And the mind's constantly playing tricks on us. You can see if there's any difference and you'll be able to know what your vulva normally looks like. So like I said, that is on Instagram and the account is talk_peach. There's a couple other really good accounts that I wanted to share with you. One is Vulva Cancer Awareness. It's all one word. She's at Vulva Cancer Awareness. And this is a young lady who unfortunately did develop vulva cancer. She is a fighter. She's had multiple surgeries, multiple chemotherapies and radiation. And she is fighting. She's bringing awareness. She does a great job. She has an amazing attitude. So I definitely think you should follow her. And the other account is at Lichen Sclerosis UK. And this is Claire Baumhauer's partner. And I've talked about Claire many times on the podcast. She's one of our superhero activists. And this account is run by her partner, Emma Norman, who also has Lichen Sclerosis. I'll have all of their links in the show notes so you can go and follow these ladies. And of course, while you're there, if you're not, follow me at Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. I haven't been as active lately because I've gone back to work and trying to keep the podcast going and family life and all of that craziness. But I do post occasionally now. I was posting way more regularly and way more often, and I do hope to get back to that. But you can follow me and you can always DM me. I'll answer all my DMs. It's probably an easier way to reach me than having to go into your email. But I still love receiving your emails too. I've talked to some amazing ladies this past week through email, and it always brightens my day to see an email from a Lichen Sclerosis sister. You can send your emails to Kathy with a K at lichensclerosispodcast.com. Like I said, I'm trying to find that work-life advocacy balance. So give me a little bit of time to get back up to speed and start doing more things other than just the podcast. But I do post when a new episode drops, and any pertinent information that I come across that I think might help you. I do have an idea for how we could stay connected. I want to do a monthly virtual meeting on Saturday nights about 7 p.m. Eastern time so we can connect and talk to each other and just hang out like girlfriends. We can talk about like sclerosis. We can talk about life. We can talk about anything that we want to. And just so we can connect with other sisters who are going through the same things, who might have a little bit of knowledge that can help us. And I want to see your faces. I love talking to you on Instagram. I love talking to you through email, but I want to see your faces too. So if that's something that you think you might be interested in, I have a page set up at lichensclerosispodcast.com/connect. If you want me to keep you informed as this develops and get more information and give me your input into what you might like, what you want to see, how you want to do it, what times are going to be good for you, if you want to do it, then go to lichensclerosispodcast.com/connect, enter your email address, and I will email you weekly or biweekly and keep you updated. Once we have enough people, then we can set a date and see each other. So the only way you'll be invited into the meetup is if you are on the email list, because I'm going to shoot an email and there's going to be a password so we don't get, you know, Zoom bombed and have that whole issue. So if you're interested, please go out to lichensclerosispodcast.com/connect and enter your email address and let me know. If you haven't this month, check your vulva. And hey, let me know if this is your first time or if it's not your first time, how was your first time? Because I don't want to be the only one out here that was feeling this way. Let me know your experience. Connect with me, DM me on Instagram at lichensclerosispodcast, or shoot me an email, Kathy@lichensclerosispodcast.com, and let me know how it was your first time. I hope you have an amazing week, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.